So welcome to your 5 minutes of self-care. Today, as you can see, I'm sitting in the middle of nature and it's a grounding exercise. So I'm just sitting here observing nature, listening to the birds and observing everything that is around. This is a moment especially good in the evening and during the warmer days of the year to literally ground in nature. And it's a very important practice and something that, especially when you think a lot, you sometimes feel anxious or you feel depressed, it can actually help you to uplift your spirits, your vibration. Everything around us is vibration. Plants, birds, animals, even the sunlight, and they can enhance our own vibration, which can be influenced by our thoughts. So if you have recurring thoughts, which we have 60 to 70,000 thoughts per day, believe it or not, and they are actually repetitive thoughts that we have thoughts already the days before, the weeks before, the years before. And in order for us to invoke change, the only thing to do is to change the way how we think. It starts with a thought which vibrates in a specific frequency. And when if it's lower, it can have an influence on our own vibration. It can have an influence on what we attract in our lives, because that's also vibration. So like attracts like, so which means if you have a negative thought or a lower vibrational thought, such as being stuck in anger, grief, sadness, and not being able to clear it out, you will attract exactly this back. There's an energetic field around us, and within quantum physics, quantum entanglement, it's something not visible. And there are many practices how we can increase our own vibration and energy, including meditation, which means we are learning how to control our mind, our thoughts, and be able to maybe decrease the chatter and the whole monkey mind. We call this yoga, and this is the time where we want to calm down our monkey mind. Meditation is a great tool. In order to invoke meditation, many people need movement. So hence the asana practice, a yoga practice on the mat that helps you to just focus at that moment on the movement with your breath in synchronization, which is the form of vinyasa yoga, synchronizing the breath with the movement in an asana practice. So specific postures that are combined and linked together as a flow. Once we have moved, normally, especially for those of us who are very energetic normally and active, they need to maybe first move to be able to sit still and focus. Now, during yoga practice, we use the focus and concentration. That helps us to also listen with it. And this is called in yoga, turning our senses inwards, becoming aware of our heartbeat, how our body feels like, and really listening. And then we can enter into a meditation practice and sit still. And even if it's 2 minutes, 3 minutes, and then maybe later 5 minutes, and it becomes 10, 15, suddenly 25 minutes, half an hour, and suddenly 1. You will not even notice anymore. I can speak from experience because I was not a meditator most of my life, not at all. I was a very physical person and would always be very influenced by my outside world. And being able to be in peace no matter what happens in your life, outside circumstances that you cannot control all the time, that is the key to find this inner peace, this contentment, this joy for life, for nature, and going with the flow and trust your process, your journey,